Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here, reminding you about Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m., the grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, you can go online to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Tri-State Livestock News. It is a reliable source for all kinds of information. They have grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new, used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of a comprehensive coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News.
It's what ranchers read.
That's right, indeed.
Days of 76 in Deadwood coming up July 23rd through the 29th. It's the 101st celebration, 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping July 23rd. Rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday and Saturday. That's the Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times at daysof76.com.
And yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They have craft items, antiques, collectibles, so many things, vintage treasures. You can just spend so much time just gazing and you're sure to find a treasure or two. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. That's yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish.
Kim, what do you have to share with our listeners on The Good Stuff today?
Well, I thought we'd share this together. This is from John Larson, and it's overall, it's called General Rules. So a couple of them to get started with is never take a beer to a job interview. I thought that was sound advice.
That's probably a good idea. Always identify people in your yard before shooting at them.
It's considered tacky to take a cooler to church.
Probably would be, wouldn't it? All right. If you have to vacuum the bed, it's time to change the sheets.
Sound advice.
General rule.
Yes. Yeah. Even if you're certain that you are included in the will, it is still considered tacky to drive a U-Haul to the funeral home.
Yeah. You got to wait for the actual words to come out there.
Yeah.
Here's some general rules for dining out. When decanting wine, make sure that you tilt the paper cup and pour slowly so as not to bruise the fruit of the wine.
That's right. If drinking directly from the bottle, always hold it with your fingers covering the label.
Oh, really? So general rules for entertaining in your home. A centerpiece for the table should never be anything prepared by a taxidermist.
Oh, my goodness. And do not allow the dog to eat from the table, no matter how good his manners are.
Might be better than some of your guests, but still not a good deal.
Right.
General rules for personal hygiene. While ears need to be cleaned regularly, this is a job that should be done in private using one's own truck keys.
Proper use of toiletries can forestall bathing for several days. However, if you live alone, deodorant is a waste of good money.
I don't know about that one. Dirt and grease under the fingernails is a social no-no, as they tend to detract from a woman's jewelry and alter the taste of finger foods.
Oh, my dear. Okay, dating, in parentheses, it says outside of the family.
This must be general rules for rednecks or
something. I don't know. Always offer to bait your date's hook, especially on the first date.
Oh, especially on the first
yes.
date there.
Yes.
Be aggressive. Let her know that you're interested. I've been wanting to go out with you since I read that stuff on the bathroom wall 2 years ago.
Establish with her parents what time she is expected back. Some say 10 p.m. Others might say Monday. If the latter is the answer, it is the man's responsibility to get her to the school on time.
This is redneck, isn't
this it? This is awful.
Okay, so theater etiquette. We've got time for a couple more of these in here. General rules for theater etiquette. Crying baby should be taken to the lobby and picked up immediately after the movie has ended.
That's right. Refrain from talking to characters on the screen. Tests have proven they can't hear you.
Well, now with the Screen Actors Guild and all of those people striking, we won't have any new movies to go
That's
to anyway.
True. So, that's true.
Folks, if you have items to share on The Good Stuff, we just ask you to send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at them, and please include the author. We like to have your name. We don't have to necessarily use your name, but we like to have the author's name if it's available. And if you like hearing The Good Stuff and other programs like this, call your local radio station and let them know about it. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.